Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 2nd, 1823, the newspaper called The Barbadian announced the death of a colonial agent named Gibbs Walker Jordan. Colonial agents were very important intermediaries between Britain and its colonies. They were often based in London rather than in the colony, and among the many responsibilities of the office were to provide the British government with information regarding what was happening in the colonies, to negotiate with government officials in London on behalf of the colonies to have the needs of the latter addressed, and to ensure that the colonies, especially planter and mercantile interests there, were not subject to objectionable government policy coming out of Britain. They had a part to play in land disputes, trade, and military issues as well. Gibbs Walker Jordan, the son of a surgeon, was born in Barbados in 1757 as one of three children. Both his brothers died at relatively young ages. Jordan migrated to the United Kingdom to study at Peterhouse and Pembroke Colleges, Cambridge, and he obtained a law degree and was called to the bar in Britain in November 1782. He subsequently returned to Barbados and married Amy North Pinder on the 16th of February, 1786. The union produced a total of 11 children. Because the family moved frequently back and forth between the two countries over the years of the marriage, some of the children were born in Barbados, whilst the others were born in the UK. Jordan was appointed a colonial agent for Barbados around 1802, a post he held until his death in 1823. Over the course of his life, he was able to amass considerable wealth, which included ownership of the Walkers, Burnt House, Welchtown, and Grenade Hall properties in Barbados. It is perhaps because of his personal financial interests in the colony that he was an extremely active member of the London Society of West India Planters and Merchants, and he attended an estimated 46 meetings of that group between 1785 and 1807. Jordan died on February 16, 1823, leaving his wife and eight of his children behind. They were the beneficiaries of his wealth, both in money and in local property. Upon announcing his death on this day, April 2nd, 1823, the newspaper described Jordan as an upright and zealous patriot who will be remembered for his talents and eloquence at the local bar and for the integrity of his conduct.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.